Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock school. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
God, I'm getting a bad cold, man. I can feel it coming on, something fierce. How about you? You feeling okay?
Great.
Good, I can give you one.
And Chad P.
What did he yell at the end?
Did you see your hands? He didn't yell Sharon.
I thought he yelled Sharon.
What? Oh, lovely.
Class is in.
This is Rock School, the Rock School Show on the Rock School Radio Network. My name is Joe Burns, a professor, Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University, where the show emanates from. Also emanating from my immediate right, former student, one who must learn, who are you emanating, kid?
Emanating. Wow.
Oh, I got one of those Word of the Day calendars.
Look at you.
Oh, we're emanating, ladies and gentlemen. What's your name?
My name is Chad P.
Nice eminence. And remember, you can always get this radio show, KSLU.org. You want to write us an email?
KSLU Rock School at gmail.com. KSLU Rock School at gmail.com. Doc, I've been in the dark all week. What are we talking about?
We are talking about a book of mine that, again, sits up on the shelf, my famed book library, Falling Stars, Air Crashes That Filled Rock and Roll Heaven.
Oh, wow. So literally falling stars.
Yeah, falling stars, literally right out of the sky. See, here's the thing. February 3rd, 1959, This show is going to air the week before the 50th anniversary of the day that the music died.
That's right.
Now, we've covered that topic to death.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to, you can go to the website, as I just said, kslu.org, and you can look up our two-part show that we did last year about this time on What Do the Lyrics to American Pie Mean?
That's right.
We have covered that topic to death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what could we do that's sort of part of that, since that's going to be such a big moment in music history? Grab the book off the shelf. It's amazing how many rock stars have died in airplane crashes.
Well, I can name one to two right off the bat, but I never thought we'd have enough material for an entire show.
I got six pages worth.
Oh my gosh.
Six pages worth, and they span the musical genre, so you're probably going to hear some country today. I'm just going to go ahead and play it. I got some hip-hop artists. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we'll play that. I've got some blues artists here. I've got some real horn rock artists here. And we're going to play a bunch of them. We're going to span the entire musical genres today, and we'll start.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
We're going to tell you what happened, how it happened. We are going to mention and play a song from the day the music died and tell you something that seems real. I don't know that it's ironic, but it's a weird story from it.
Okay.
But we begin with the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. The guy who played in the Ozark Mountain Daredevils named Steve Canady, and I've also heard it's pronounced Canady, C-A-N-A-D-Y. He's a former player. He was killed Saturday, September 25th, 1999, when he was playing in a vintage airplane, basically lost control of it, and crashed into a vacant house in Nashville and died. What was the big hit from Ozark Mountain Daredevils? Jackie Blue.
Oh.
Died at the age of 55. As we go through Falling Stars, Air Crashes That Filled Rock and Roll Heaven, here's Steve Canady and the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Rock School. Jackie Blue, Ozark Mountain Daredevils. You know, I read online one time about why are so many rock stars dying in plane crashes and helicopter crashes as well. We have a couple of those on here as well. Why? Is it that there's some kind of curse, what have you? No, just think about it. How do rock stars get from place to place?
Well, they fly.
That's right, and that's a predominant mode of transportation, and if that's how you get from place to place, that's going to be the predominant, you know, crash. That's going to happen.
Right.
So, Jim Croce and Maury Mulesen. Now, you probably don't know the name Maury Mulesen. He is the guy that's always seen when Jim Croce's playing live. 24 years old when he died, he was just with Jim Croce when he passed away, as we talk about the book Falling Stars, Air Crashes That Filled Rock and Roll Heaven. You see, folks, this is coming up the 50th anniversary of the day the music died, and we didn't want to hit the topic again, so we're talking about other people who have died by plane crash and also helicopter crashes, I just said. Jim Croce, 31 years old. Murray was 24 years old. Now, I'm going to defer to my local person. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Jim Croce and Murray died taking off in a plane from, now, say it, Nacogdoches? Do I have it?
Oh, Nacogdoches.
Nacogdoches. I always get that wrong.
Nacogdoches, Louisiana, Nacogdoches, Texas.
Okay, I always get that wrong. There's just so many letters right in a row and seven consonants and all that. Here's what apparently happened. The pilot was a person with heart trouble and apparently was late getting there.
Okay.
And was doing a lot of running and run, get there, hurry up, get in the airplane, all of that. Apparently had a heart attack on takeoff.
Oh, wow.
It was a Beechcraft D-18 when he was taking off, some kind of heart trouble, and did not get the plane high enough to clear a grove of pecan trees that were at the end of the runway, snagged it, and rolled the plane. And everybody inside of the plane died. The song, Time in a Bottle, becomes the third posthumous number one hit. Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding becomes the first one. Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin becomes the next one. And then Time in the Bottle becomes the third one. But we're not going to play that. We're going to play an up song, sort of a happy one. Bad, Bad Leroy Brown tops the chart in July of 1973. It's then 2 months later that the plane crash happens. So it was an up, happy, peppy tune that's number one. Then Jim Croce passes away. Most of his hits were after the day he died. So here's Jim and Maury. Another two that we lost to a plane crash on Rock School.
And look, if you don't know how mean the Junkyard Dog was.
That's right.
He was mean.
That's right. And you know, that's the same guy that gave us the bits of information. You don't tug on Superman's cape, nor do you spit into the wind.
That's right.
That's right. Keep those pieces of information in mind. This is Rock School, ladies and gentlemen. We move on to our next person. Died at the age of 35, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, I don't even like to think about it. What a loss.
I know. And the thing is, I said I had a couple people who died in crashes inside of a helicopter. This was one of them. The night before his death, Vaughan was in a good old-fashioned head-cutting contest. Now, if you don't know what a head-cutting contest is, it comes from old blues musicians. What they used to do is stand on street corners and attempt to get people to come to their club that night.
Okay.
They would play against each other, and it was nicknamed cutting heads.
Oh.
So what happened was, it was Eric Clapton, Cray, Buddy Guy, Jimmy Vaughan, Jimmy Vaughan, and Stevie Ray Vaughan basically out soloing each other. And Eric Clapton stated, and it just may be that, you know, because of Vaughan passed away, but Eric Clapton stated, Vaughan won the thing.
Did he?
Vaughan just won the thing straight away. And apparently he was to be crowned by all those that played against him, that he was the king of the blues guitar. But it ended. The next night, he gets on a helicopter. He was supposed to go to Chicago, slammed into a fog-shrouded hill near the amphitheater in Troy, Wisconsin, August 27th, 1990.
Wow.
Here's a remake. The Things That I Used to Do. Stevie Ray. On Rock School.
Things that I used to do. Lord, I won't.
Hey! Stevie Ray.
How much Stevie Ray can you play?
Can I play?
Yeah.
I can do Scuttle Button. I can do Mary Had a Little Lamb. That's really about it. I never learned a whole lot of him. I like a lot of his stuff to play, but I never sat down and actually tabbed it out and actually figured out what to play. I just, none of my bands ever played him.
Mm.
So I never played a lot of the stuff. And it's nothing I actually, because he takes a lot of time. Texas Flood.
Okay.
That's another one. I should probably sit down and actually learn that whole thing. Thanks a lot. Now that's in my brain. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more information, but specifically something that's, I don't know if irony is the right word, but something weird about Buddy Holly and then his replacement in terms of the book Falling Stars, Air Crashes That Filled Rock and Roll Heaven. Hello to one of our affiliates, KLSU, Tiger Radio. How do you do?
And another affiliate of ours in Middletown, Connecticut, WESU 88.1 FM. Hello there.
Back 1 minute. Rock School.
Yeah, see that.
I'm so into techno.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
video camera in here.
We're talking about those who died in light aircraft and a couple of helicopter crashes because February 3rd, 1959 is the 50th anniversary of the day that the music died. Now let's revisit it.
Hang on just 1 second.
Shoot.
Pretend that I am completely oblivious to all rock history.
Sure.
Tell me in a very brief sentence.
Yes.
The day the music died means what?
The day the music died is a term that was coined inside of the song American Pie by Don McLean. It is a reference to the death of his musical idol, Buddy Holly, as well as the singer of Chantilly Lace, the Big Bopper, and the singer of La Bamba,
Richie Valens.
Right. Roger Peterson took off to take these two rock stars from Clear Lake, Iowa, down to another venue in Moorhead, Minnesota. Wasn't rated for nighttime flight, wasn't rated for winter flight, rolled the airplane after 5 miles and killed these three rock and roll stars. Happened on February 3rd, 1959. It's now the 50th anniversary of this, which is why we're doing this show
yes.
rather than recapping the concept of what is the day the music died. And again, we invite you to go to the website, kslu.org, and look 1 year ago in the podcast run for what the lyrics to American Pie mean, where we explain this in mind-numbing detail.
Yeah, two straight hours.
Right. Now, Buddy Holly, we're going to play a song by him, and then we're going to come back and tell you something that's a little ironic, maybe, or creepy. So, representing the day the music died, here's Buddy Holly, and we'll be back on Rock School.
Buddy Holly.
Yeah, one of the originators of rock and roll. Just pure genius straight away. You have no concept how much influence that guy had on the Beatles. They're called the Beatles because of the Crickets.
That's right.
If you look at early pictures when the Beatles were playing, when they were called the Silver Beatles, John Lennon is on stage in horn-rimmed glasses to look like Buddy Holly. Now, here's the thing that's interesting.
You're killing me with the suspense, man. It almost sounds conspiracy-like.
Oh, no, it's not.
The way that you're talking.
It's not conspiratorial, but here's the thing. This couldn't happen twice. Not to the same group. No. Mm. There's this guy named Harold David Box.
Okay.
Now, Harold David Box was one of the many singers that the Crickets used, the backup group, the Crickets used to replace Buddy Holly. Harold David Box sang the Crickets recording of Peggy Sue Got Married after the death of Buddy Holly.
Okay.
It was the last Crickets single to be issued on Corral Records. Actually, it's one of the better recordings, and that's one we have lined up. Couldn't happen again, could it? Harold David Box gets on a Cessna Skyhawk 172 to take he and the backup players to a gig in Harris County. The plane nosedives, overturns on their return flight. There are no survivors.
What?
Here's Harold David Box, Peggy Sue Got Married, on Rock School.
Please don't tell. No, no, no. Don't say that I don't. I married not long ago. Peggy Sue got married not long ago.
Isn't that creepy?
Dude, that's just weird.
Isn't that creepy? That's Harold David Box, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, welcome to the bottom of the hour. Just a little bit early, we're going to take a break from looking at the book Falling Stars, Air Crashes That Filled Rock and Roll Heaven. Do our new little thing at the bottom. We're getting some response on this. People kind of like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is called 7 Days in 70 Seconds. We are now going to cover the week of January 26th through February 1st, and we tell you something that happened on each day of the week. What piece of music do you have for me there? Bottom of the
hit it right here.
Hit it. What is that? Oh, AWB.
How about that?
Very nice. The Average White Band.
You
all
ready?
Right, Chad, you got Monday for me?
I sure do. On January 26, 1984, Mr. Michael Jackson received second-degree burns when a flare ignited his hairspray during the shooting of a Pepsi commercial. You don't use an open flame around that new hairspray.
Oh, I love that.
You know better than that.
On January 27th, on this date, 1993, controversy over Ice-T's song Cop Killer prompts Warner Brothers to release him from his contract due to creative differences. He's picked up almost immediately to start recording. Recording again.
Well, yeah. January 28th, 1978, at the request of a diehard fan, Ted Nugent autographed his arm with a knife.
Oh, yeah. You can see that online. You can see a picture of it. It's scarred out.
Did he, like, carve his initials in,
yes.
Or did he actually
yes.
sign it? Ted Nugent.
Well, he carves up the arm.
Man.
Honest to goodness. January 29th, 1996, Garth Brooks refuses his American Music Award for Favorite Overall Artist, saying that Hootie and the Blowfish had done more for music that year than he did.
Wow, Garth.
Yeah.
Wow. On January 30th, 1973, Kiss makes their live stage debut at the Coventry Club in Queens, New York.
January 31st, in 1955, RCA demonstrates the first full system created to play musical sounds electronically, known as the RCA Mark II synthesizer. And on February 1st, 1964, the governor of Indiana declares the Kingsman song Louie Louie to be pornographic. He can offer absolutely no proof that the lyrics are pornographic, but he requires all state radio stations not to play the song.
Wow.
And that's 7 days in 70 seconds. We return to the book Falling Stars, Air Crashes That Filled Rock and Roll Heaven. I said we would play a couple country songs.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Okay.
The Reba McEntire Band.
Man, I was about to say, Reba McEntire's not dead.
No, but her band is. A plane carrying all 7 of Reba McEntire's band on March 16th, 1991, including her road manager, took off from San Diego's airport in very heavy fog, does not gain enough altitude, and flies straight into the top of Otay Mountain, killing everyone.
Now,
it wasn't till soon after that Reba McEntire has to land an airplane where the landing wheels do not lock down.
Oh, dude.
And she has to come down and the gear collapses out from underneath her and the plane lands safely. Obviously, Reba McEntire is still around. But 7 people, wham, one plane crash.
Now, I wonder why she wasn't on that plane.
I don't know. The book does not go into why she wasn't on the plane, but the entire band dies in one fell swoop.
You know how many emails we're going to get from airlines?
I hope not.
I hope not too.
I'm just reporting it out. So here's Fancy on Rock School.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Stuff really,
yeah,
is.
It is.
I like a lot of country music, I really do. And we learned in that deserted island show that I actually like bluegrass too.
Mm-hmm.
That's from my own collection. I didn't download that. I actually like that. Fancy. It's Bobby Gentry wrote that. The same song she did. Why am I going absolutely blank on what was the big Bobby Gentry song that actually inspired the format? I'm absolutely dead in the water. Let's just move along. The next one, Otis Redding. And the Bar K's, Hard to Handle, is what we're going to play. Otis Redding and a lot of the Bar K's died when their light aircraft plunged into Lake Monona in Madison, Wisconsin.
Mm.
Killed the singer, his valet, the pilot, four members of the Bar K's. Now, here's the thing. Listen to this.
What?
One person survives.
Oh, really?
And the thing is, you just wonder, what do you think when you're the one person that survives and these other six people die? You got to sit around and wonder, why?
Well, I mean,
why did I survive this thing? So as we talk about falling stars, air crashes that filled rock and roll heaven, next up, Otis Redding, Hard to Handle. Why can't I come up with the name of that song? Ode to Billy Joe.
There you go.
Ode to Billy Joe.
All right.
Now we can move forward. Otis Redding, Hard to Handle on Rock School.
Scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to handle now, yes, around. Lighter than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I want to prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you place your ad with me? Boys will call my dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10-cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light the counter, cause mama, I'm sure hard to handle now, yes, I am. Here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. I got some good old loving and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will call my dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light your counter, called mama, I'm sure hard to handle now, yes I am. I got to have it. Give me some good old love. Some of your good love.
There you go.
You got to start paying attention.
I'm sorry. Song was coming to an end. I'm looking at my notes over here. We're going to do, you know, when we first started this show, looked at Chad and I went, you know, there's ones everyone's going to say.
Of course.
You got to play this one. We're going to do that one next. But first, here's a few that we're not going to play simply because I just didn't bring money for them or music for them. John Denver.
Mm-hmm.
He died at 53. Actually, I did bring a song. I brought Thank God I'm a Country Boy. You want to play it?
We'll see.
Stan Rogers, he died in a plane crash at 33. Dean Paul Dino Martin. Do you remember a group called Dino, Desi, and Billy?
No.
Yeah. He is the son of Dean Martin.
Oh.
He was part of Dino, Desi, and Billy. He also died in a plane crash. I said I had two people that died in helicopter crashes.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is Bill Graham.
Mm.
He was a real famous promoter. And then this lady, Melanie Janine Thornton. She had a hit. She was born in the U.S., but most of her hits were over in the U.K. She died on a Swiss plane crash near Zurich.
Oh.
And that's that. Those okay. are some other people we didn't bring for. Now, who are we going to play? Ronnie Van Zant, Steve, and Cassie Gaines.
Mm-hmm.
They were on a Convair 240. It basically fell short of the runway coming into Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Ran out of fuel. The question
oh, wow.
is, why did it run out of fuel? Did it get enough, you know, did it get enough fuel to take off? Was it because of the two pilots? There's a thought that the two pilots were passing a bottle of Jack Daniels back and forth. Was the plane really bad? Believe it or not, the plane that, by the way, can you do the group?
Mm-mm.
Leonard Skinner.
Oh, that's
Leonard
right.
Skinner.
Oh.
Was the plane, you know, in bad shape because Aerosmith was supposed to buy that plane?
That's right. That's
and
right.
turned it down.
That's right.
And Leonard Skinner then came along and purchased it. Gary Rosington, Alan Collins, Billy Powell, and Leon Wilkinson were also injured in the crash but survived. So when I said bands that were hurt and killed in plane crashes, my guess is either they went to Ozzy Osbourne's guitarist Randy Rhoads or most people immediately went to
Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner. And we have them for you now. What's that smell from Street Survivors on Rock School? Skinner on Rock School.
Dude, I'm so mad at myself.
Why? Oh, because you didn't come up with the name of the group?
Yeah.
These things happen. You know, I couldn't come up with the name of the song, and I blew a whole break because
I mean,
of it.
I completely
don't feel
blanked
bad.
Out. You know, when you give me the name of the band, that's the first band I think of, but I don't immediately go to the members.
Ah, that's all right. These things happen. Go on in and edit it. here's three more that we're not going to play. Glenn Miller. Age 40. He died in 1944. Put together easily the finest military jazz band ever. Took his plane across the English Channel, was shot down.
What?
Some people think that he was shot down by the Allies. Oops.
What?
Yeah. Alea, you remember her?
Yep.
She was a big pop artist.
I do.
She was in a Cessna 402 and apparently overloaded it. Put too many people and too many pieces of luggage inside of it, and the plane just simply didn't have the power to keep itself aloft, and boom. John Felton of the Diamonds. The big song by the Diamonds was Come Let's Stroll Around. He and his wife and the pilot got on a Beechcraft Sierra near Mount Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
What basically the concept was, three times the pilot was told, don't fly in this weather, and three times the pilot said, no, I have a rock star here, and the rock star has to get where he's going, and he ignored everything everybody said, and the weather took care of him.
Hmm.
So we'll be back. I mentioned two that we thought everybody would say, well, you got to play this person. One was Leonard Skinner, the other one was... We'll play for you after we take a break. Hello to Radio Universidad Salamanca, Spain, one of our affiliates. Hola and gracias for running the radio show.
Very good.
Thank
How about
you.
That? Look at you. KSCL Shreveport 91.3. Thank you for being an affiliate of Rock School.
1 minute, Rock School. We'll be right back. This is Rock School as we talk about, well, other people who have passed away in light aircraft crashes from the book Falling Stars, Air Crashes That Filled Rock and Roll Heaven. February 3rd, 1959, the day the music died, is coming up this coming week. It's the 50th anniversary, and rather than recount the story again, we decided to do this topic. We're going to talk about Randy Rhoads.
I think most people
could pick it up, right? Part of the Ozzy Osbourne band. He went up in a small single-engined airplane with the pilot and a makeup girl. The pilot was high on cocaine. Randy Rhoads, who did not do drugs, was a casual drinker at best, said, you know, hey, let's buzz the bus where Ozzy Osbourne was sleeping. The plane got too close. The wheel clipped the bus. The plane had no, you know, overt weight to it and cartwheeled. And he died. That's pretty much it. There's not much more to the story. Randy Rhoads was 25 when he died.
Wow.
Here's Paranoid, live. Rock School.
All right! We're gonna do Paranoid!
Sure do, Ozzy.
What did he yell at the end?
Did he say your hands? He didn't yell Sharon.
I thought he yelled Sharon.
No.
What?
Oh, lovely. It's our last break, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Jeff P.
And we are talking about those who died in light aircraft as we talk about the day the music died. Let me tell you the last group of people that we won't get around to playing. Keith Green, a Christian singer. He and his children passed away in this. Judd Strunk. He was a singer-songwriter. Daisy A Day was his big hit. Bill Chase, a trumpeter. His big hit was called Get It On. Get It On in the Morning. It's really a good tune. You'd probably know it if you heard it. He and his entire band passed away. Jim Reeves, he had a big song with Drinking Tequila. You know Marty Robbins? Marty Robbins actually reported the crash. He heard it happen. So he was one. Joe Dan Petty, he was the Allman Brothers guitar tech and also was the bassist for a band called Grinder Switch. He also died in a plane crash. Jane Dornacker. Do you know Jane Dornacker?
No.
Jane Dornacker, she was a member of the Tubes for a while, wrote their song Don't Touch Me There. She died in the early 80s doing a traffic report in a helicopter. And if you go online and look for it, you can catch the audio of it. And she's heard yelling, hit the water, 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 until it goes out. Oh, it's horrifying.
Wow.
It's absolutely horrifying. Patsy Cline. Patsy Cline died when she was 30 years old, along with two other people, Cowboy Copas and Hackshaw Hawkins. And they died in a plane crash. The person we're going to finish up with, Rick Nelson.
Rick Nelson.
On 31st December 1985, chartered a plane carrying him to a concert date in Dallas. The plane caught fire and crashed near DeKalb, Texas. The song we're going to finish up with is Garden Party. If you know anything about Rick Nelson, at 21, he changed his name from Ricky Nelson to Rick Nelson, went to perform in New York City, and people got very upset at him because he didn't want to sing all those old tunes of his. So he wrote this tune basically stating, if old songs were all I'd sing, I'd rather drive a truck. So that's the end of the show. Remember, you can always catch us online, KSLU. And if you'd like to hear what we think the lyrics to American Pie, you know, the day the music died, if you'd like to hear what we think those lyrics mean, go see us online. Look at the episodes. It's from a year ago. Scroll down. You'll see them. But they are there. So we finish up. Garden Party, Rick Nielsen. Class is dismissed.
Went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories.